But Dr. Mark Eckel, president of the Comenius Institute of Indianapolis, is joining us, and we're talking about gratitude today. Mark, it is good to have you back on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you again for the opportunity to be with y'all.
Hey, we chatted a little bit over email, wanted to talk about gratitude. We're just ahead of Thanksgiving, and you know, if you've got a relationship with God, you should be thinking, I think, about what you are grateful for anyway, but we seem to doubly think about those things as Thanksgiving draws near. But talk to us about gratitude, what it is exactly, and why that is so important for all of life.
This is such an important word. So the what? What is gratitude? Gratitude is acknowledging that we receive something from others coming from outside of ourselves. We acknowledge something coming from outside of ourselves. Just a few ideas about this. There was a Greek philosopher who said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things he does not have, but rejoices for those which he has." Cicero, the Roman historian, said, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others." And then the famous Christian martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "In an ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich." So the what, we acknowledge something coming from others outside of ourselves. The why is this. When I'm teaching in classes, I tell students there are two pillars of life, gratitude and discipline. Once we accept what has been given from outside of ourselves, that is gratitude, it then creates the discipline to accept responsibility for what has been given coming from within ourselves. So we are grateful for what's given from outside. Then it prompts us to do something that we bear responsibility for discipline-wise coming from within ourselves. If I was going to summarize it, I'd say it this way. Thanksgiving in this life begins by looking up, changing within, and then giving out.
Well, and you said something just a second ago as you led into that, Mark, that just kind of grabbed my attention also because it sparked the thought that, you know, there are things in life that I'm not grateful for. I'm not sure that we're always grateful for the difficulties we go through until we're through and we look back and see where God was in the midst of it. But even in those moments, if we're not feeling grateful for something, if it's a trial that we're going through, which again, we know we're to count it all joy, we can stop and set aside the dissatisfaction, but look for the things to be grateful for instead. And I've got to think that's going to do so much more for us spiritually than just sitting in the muck and mire of our discontent.
Absolutely agree with you on that one. Absolutely.
Well, talk about the biblical basis for gratitude.
So this might sound strange, but what we need is confession. Now, confession is the essence of the word for thankfulness in Hebrew. So we tend to think of going to confession to ask for forgiveness for sin or giving a confession of guilt before a court of law. But in the First Testament, the Old Testament, the term thankfulness emphasizes a declaration of God's greatness, to confess God's greatness. So here are just a few of the many statements in the Psalms. Number one, exaltation, praise, or glorification, remembering God and his works, is a confession. So again, we're thankful. The confession is what the word means in Hebrew. To be giving thanks means to confess. And exaltation, praise, glorification. It's honestly what y'all do every single morning when you're playing these marvelous songs on Moody Radio. Another example of this is our confession is to be made among the nations and in large assemblies of people with songs. So every single Sunday when people sing, we are literally giving thanks, we are giving our confession, and we confess what we believe all the time, actually, before others in the lives that we live as Christians before the wide world. And another example from the Psalms, confessional praise was to be wholehearted with a right mind continually. So we were given this opportunity to confess, to be thankful, but it's a wholehearted emphasis and begins in having the right mindset. So I'll end my answer for this question with this idea that the word confess means this, that Jesus came from Judah's line, and Judah, literally in Hebrew, his name means to confess. So Jesus came from the line, meaning to confess or give thanks, and he is the one, of course, for whom we are most grateful.
I never knew that. I'm writing it down as you're speaking because I don't want to forget that. That is awesome. I am so glad you shared that. Hey, Mark, I know when Thanksgiving rolls around, too, a lot of families have the tradition of let's go around the table before we eat and everybody say something that you're thankful for. But what about a story of gratitude that we could tell around our Thanksgiving table?
Here's my favorite story. Everybody's going to have their own, but this is mine. There was a guy by the name of Androcles. He was a young Roman slave, and he sought escape in the wilderness from his unhappy life. Finding respite in a cave, he found himself face to face with a lion. That's where the lion had his home, in the cave. The beast was anxious, however, not to consume Androcles, but only for the removal of a thorn from his paw. So upon its extraction, that is, taking out the thorn from the paw of the lion, by Androcles, the lion submitted to the man caring for him. After being captured as a runaway sometime later, Androcles was sentenced to death by mauling within the Colosseum, from a lion. However, the lion that was let loose upon Androcles was the one and the same who had benefited from the slave's earlier kindness. Mm-hmm. Instead of attacking the defenseless man, the lion lay down at his feet, whereupon both were released by the astounded Roman governor. This is one of those great stories that can be told easily, and you can find the story about Androcles and the lion most any place on the internet.
And I hadn't heard that story in years, and I do love that one. That is perfect. I got to ask you, because we're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit too, Mark, and invite all of our listening family to call in and talk about the one thing, just to give one thing. There should be many, but to pick one thing that they are grateful to God for right now. But I want to ask you, how can we practice gratitude on a daily basis for Thanksgiving and beyond? Because we really do have much to be grateful for.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. So picking up on that Hebrew word of confession, I think we need to confess, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is literally a statement that comes out of 2 Corinthians 9:15. And that indescribable gift is Jesus. So our first confession ought to be, thank God for sending his son, and we're grateful. I would say another thing would be about ethics, right and wrong. This might sound kind of strange, but quite frankly, ethics or right and wrong should be built on a confessional praise, reminding us all that we have come from someone outside of ourselves. So whatever we have, we didn't earn by ourselves. Here's another. I think we need to change our language. I think we need to stop saying good luck, and we begin to confess how providentially fortunate I am living now to enjoy the goodness of this life. So instead of saying good luck, I encourage people to say, I'm providentially fortunate that God has given me these things. I think another idea here would be to let us take stock of our lives, to stop whining, to celebrate the large blessings over the small evils. Thanksgiving begins by being thankful for what we have, not what we want, not what we wish we had. So Thanksgiving begins by being thankful for what we have. And I'll summarize all of this, our great conversation here this morning, by saying something I've already mentioned, just to kind of put a capstone on it. And here it is. Thanksgiving in this life begins by looking up, changing within, and then giving out to others.
You know, when you said we've got to stop whining, I'm sitting here smiling and thankful inside that I confessed my whininess to someone days ago before I had to hear that on the radio this morning, because we do tend to whine, man. And there's really no basis for that. We can be uncomfortable, but there's just too much to be grateful for to spend time in whining. Hey, Mark, before we let you get off the phone, would love for you to share a little bit about what you have coming up in regard to the Comenius Institute. Mark, by the way, Mark Echolas, who we're speaking with, he's president of the Comenius Institute of Indianapolis, and just blessing students with this great biblical teaching. But you've got a 45-minute movie out about the work of the Comenius Institute. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. We had our premiere showing of this film last night down in Southport, but we are setting up brand new showings around Indianapolis. So we have a showing, our next showing is on December 5th in Westfield. We have another showing coming up in January in Fishers, And this movie basically just acquaints people with the kind of work that we do at the college, in communities through our radio show, and then in culture all around us, the things that we are engaged with, even having great conversations on Moody Radio and being able to have this opportunity to chat with you all. But the Comenius Institute, folks can find us at ComeniusInstitute.org or .com. And my own personal website has over 1,000 essays, podcasts, video teachings at warpandwoof.org. That's WARPANDWOOF.org. And if you're interested in setting up a showing, a small group showing, be happy to do that. Just reach out to me at Comenius at Warp and Woof, or shoot me an email at Echol, my last name, Echol1957@gmail.com. Happy to set something up for anybody.
Hey, we'll get this posted on our social media page too, Mark, so people can connect with you a little more easily. And I think it'd be encouraging for as many of you as who can to maybe take a look at this film. Just encouraging to see what's happening in our community, people that are trying to make a difference like Mark Echol is, in working with our young people. Hey, Mark, one last question before we let you go, because we are opening up the phone lines to talk about gratitude. What is one thing you would say that you have gratitude for right now in this moment?
Well, outside of all of the things I've already mentioned, those four grandbabies,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my word.
And they are adorable. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you knew I had to go there.
Well, you know, if you didn't, I would have. I need a play date, Mark. You need to bring him to the radio station.
Oh, my. Wouldn't that be a charm?
That would be a blast. That would. But, Mark, I know we probably won't get to connect before Thanksgiving, but you have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and you enjoy those wee ones.
Oh, thanks so much, Kelly. And gratitude to everybody. Thanks for Moody Radio and all the great work that y'all do. And blessings to everybody listening here this morning. Have a great Thanksgiving.